on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:01 on ESPN 97.5. It's pretty much the freestyling here. I'm off on Friday, so this is my Thursday, although it's Wednesday.
Man, that's a real shame you're not going to be here.
I need Dell to host on Friday, but they're like, we don't even have producers to come in for Dell, like to sit in for Dell. We don't have producers.
We ain't got the bodies, gentlemen. We don't have
just
much.
Offer somebody some leftover St. Arnold.
We don't have any depth here.
Well, you know what? We're like the Lakers were before they picked up.
Not even. We're like Washington. We can't even play the game. We don't got enough bodies to play the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't play in the Pac-12 title game.
We got COVID cancel?
Well, if they want to cancel, we can just stay home. That'd be great on Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, sorry, Lance. Eric Layden's not in town?
He's in L.A. He's flying back to L.A. from Atlanta. So, he may come on a little bit. Bun may come on for a little bit. I'll find out. I wanted my friend Dell to be in here, but nobody else wants to do the producers.
I like to call you besties.
We're not friends.
Good friends. I wouldn't say best friends. We're good friends.
I would say we aren't friends at all.
I would say good, in my opinion.
Our friendship or lack thereof will be determined about when this food gets here and if they bring fries.
That's another part. That's a great point, Dell.
No fries, no friendship.
Whoa.
That's my slogan.
And if they fry their chicken sandwiches in spicy seasonings as opposed to any type of sauce.
If their chicken sandwich is made spicy by some sauce they throw in at the end, no friendship.
What if it's made spicier?
That helps. But okay. I want the bulk of the spice to be by the the marinade.
Okay.
That's all. That's a simple ask.
It's not hard.
That determines the friendship.
This ain't hard. So they'll be here about 10:30 or so? 10:35? 10:37.
Why did you say 10:37?
Guess who's going to be pissed?
John. No fries and you're late?
Oh, how do you know they didn't bring fries?
Well, I'm just saying, if you double up on that, be late and don't bring fries, they're going to be a problem.
Catch it.
St. Arnold's.
You're going to catch it.
You won't hear St. Arnold's at all. We just be talking about Carbach the entire time.
Oh, that's ugly.
Well, bring those fries don't be late.
Don't be screwing this up.
Yeah.
Well, don't start none, won't be none. St. Arnold's. Jim is here. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, hey, I want to ask Lance something. Why is Jose Cruz's number hanging from Minute Maid and not our favorite Astro, number 28?
Cesar Cedeño was traded. He didn't play as long as Cruz did here. And, I mean, I don't know that involuntary manslaughter had anything to do with anything.
He just
wasn't as beloved. As Cheo, he was the most talented Astro at least at that time. But you know,
wait a minute,
Cheo played longer.
I'm talking about Adam Everett.
Oh! I thought you meant Cesar Cedeño. Yeah,
it's Cedeño, man. It's Cedeño.
Oh, okay,
come on, man.
I thought we were going with the all defense, one of the great defenders in history, Adam Everett. Remember when you used to always hear about his glove, how good his glove was, but. No, Jose Cruz Sr., I'm looking. I want to see how long he played, but, man, he played longer as an Astro. I can tell you that much.
I know why Cruz did it. Well, he was in there because when he came off the field, he had his glove
from 70 to 87.
Huh?
Cruz was there 70 to 87. Wow. Long time.
Yeah, I'm old school. Cruz had his glove tucked under his arm when he high stepped off the field, and then there was the patented feet first slide on a pickoff throw to first. I mean,
see that much anymore.
That got him up there, man. I mean, that did it.
Feet first slides, man. Neat stuff, Jim. Thanks. Appreciate it.
CeCe could carry the team, though. I'll say that, man. The guy could carry the team.
Yeah, I'm not here to argue the facts on a player who last played with the Astros. 38 years ago, I'm just here to tell you that Cesar Cedeño was the dude.
He was a beast. No question about that. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5.
I'm off. Stop asking me questions, Jim.
Well, he wanted to talk
about officially off.
You wanted to talk about one of your favorite
your
guys.
Your favorite guy that did drugs and killed people.
Allegedly.
Whoa, did drugs.
Well, oh, So then you're no.
It's Lewis Lloyd. That was my basketball favorite player.
That's right.
He was the one who got kicked out for coke.
Yeah. All your other ones did. Signing day, Del, guess what? North Carolina just got a 5-star defensive end.
Cool.
Mac Brown kicking Miami's ass. How about that again?
Didn't they already have the 5-star defensive end, or is that new? I thought that guy was already on the.
Well, he signed.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I already knew that guy was going there.
Oh, well, now you know more. Now you know he's there.
That's fine.
As opposed to you guys swooping in with stripper poles and monies. A bag of money.
Mac at Texas never did anything to get a guy on the roster.
No, Mac Brown wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that never happened.
No, yeah, Ricky Williams he said, oh, you know what? I'm going from California.
No.
Did you see that?
They were doing a behind the scenes on the Heisman House thing, and RG3 made a joke about how Ricky got to Texas from San Diego. He's like, Ricky, how did a San Diego kid get to Texas? And he started making a joke about a car, and Ricky went from laughing to stone face really quickly. RG3 knows. Even RG3 knew. It's like, Ricky, you're a San Diego kid. How'd you make it all the way to Austin, Ricky? And Ricky was like, hey, stop snitching.
Yeah, what you talking about, Willis?
Whatever. I don't care about
one day players are going to get paid. One day. We can hope that finally.
I thought you were gone.
Yeah. What's the deal?
Either you're here or you're not, sir.
I don't really have an answer to that.
Yeah. Which one is it for you?
Michelle Herman said, this is false. Paul Feinbaum deal. That guy that came on, Gene Sapikoff, and said that Tom Herman was pining for the South Carolina job.
Did Tom Herman say it was false?
No, but Michelle did.
Oh, surprising that his loving wife would defend him. That's surprising.
Yeah. That dude married up. Tom Herman married up. Okay. Michelle Herman is strong.
I don't know.
Did he outkick his coverage?
Yeah, he outkicked his coverage. Yes. Yes. You don't know?
I don't even really know what she looks like.
Oh, yeah. She's been on the field with him. She used to come down on the field with him during the games. Yeah, she was very pretty.
Whatever.
What's the matter with that?
I didn't say anything was wrong with him, but I'm looking at the two and not going, wow. He was like, wow, what's she thinking? I'm not thinking that when I look at the couple.
Oh, no. It's not like
he's not a troll.
He's making some cash now.
Well, I was just thinking looks to looks.
No. But she's a fine looking young woman.
That's what every guy's going to think. Unless the guy's like a model or a famous actor who they tend to be good looking too. Every guy's going to be like, wow, she's really marrying down. That's what we think all the time.
Yeah, well,
when the woman's attractive, we're always going to think she's marrying down because we're guys, and we think all of us are hideous.
Not all.
Which ones? In normal people, not like guys who get paid to be good looking. I'm just talking about normal guys. When's the last time you thought when you thought the wife was attractive and you thought to yourself, "Oh, that's an even couple."
Well, sometimes you do.
I'm saying it right now with Herman.
He's asking you a question.
Like Wendy married well.
Wendy Nix? Wendy Nix?
No, Wendy, my wife.
Oh.
She married very well.
Last time you could say that.
Do your friends think that way?
Yeah, they all say it.
That's not true.
They all say.
You told us already your friends think Wendy married down.
No. They all say it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Guys always think that.
That's always the question.
We always are questioning why the woman is with the guy. When we look at him like, him?
No, I've got a couple friends where I'm like, dude. What'd you do there?
Name them. Make a list. Make the list, John. Be brave.
That's all anonymous.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not revealing my sources.
Well, you're the source. What do you mean?
That's right. I'm not revealing myself on this one. Hells no.
To protect the innocent?
Can you imagine what the wives would think of me?
Do they listen to the show?
No, but they'd hear.
From who?
Oh, did you hear what he said? About you.
Well, look, you've already put it out there so that once they hear you made the comment, they're going to assume maybe John's talking about me.
Could well be.
And if you're assuming that, I'm going to tell you now, John is talking about you.
But you just don't know.
John,
you don't know.
John thinks his buddy could have done better.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a couple buddies that could have done better. Okay. Now.
We talking 2, 3, 4?
I don't say that.
Say their names.
I'm not saying. I'm not. Listen. It's enough to know. Okay, I'm not revealing my sources on this one.
Does the whole friend group know?
It's enough to know.
Does the whole friend group, every time they look at it, they just roll their eyes? I'm like, oh, okay.
No. And listen, and it's not me. I married well, okay? It's not me I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about other people.
Other people.
Yeah.
Understood.
Right.
I would just hope at some point you'd be brave. You know that whole clowny didn't want to be at the Dolphins, he wanted to be the winner, that story you had? That ain't brave, stepping out. What's brave is naming the guys. Naming the couple so you think the guy married down. That's brave. You don't need a blue check mark for that. Be brave, John. Put that on Twitter.
I'm being as brave as I possibly can right now, Del.
Man, you as soft as NBA players today.
No, I'm keeping my sources anonymous. And what else I'm doing? I'm keeping HR. You know what? I went to HRP. I had to get my W-2s. I went to HRP Pro, and you can do it. It's amazing. I am I'm not very bright technologically, okay? I'm just going to put it that way. There's uglier ways to say this, but I have been. I am known to not know anything, and it is so easy for every employee that is on HRP, where HRP is your payroll company. It is so easy to navigate the website and find the stuff that you need, be it pay stubs or W-2s or whatever the case may be, and they've got them all there for you from every year, every paycheck, and it's so easy to get when you need that stuff, because sometimes you do. You got to have that stuff. And here's the deal. If you want a payroll company that is easy for your employees, that is easy for your CEO and your CFO, that is just flawless every single time they do something, that is great when it comes to your tax time and Affordable Care Act, that has been unbelievable through these COVID times, all of these things, HRP has been excellent. So if you're looking for that kind of payroll company and HR company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
NFL owners meeting today to discuss regular season expanding to 17 games. Why? Just why? They're greedy. They just want to grab every last
penny.
Every last penny they possibly can.
You answered your question. They're greedy.
Thursdays. Wanting to move games to Tuesdays now. You got a day off in between games, and you can play on Tuesday. And then we're going to move, and then we want to play maybe a doubleheader. But we're going to empty. We're going to have a day-night doubleheader where we empty the stadium, and then everybody's got to buy another ticket for the nightcap. Let's do that too. Oh my gosh. Just the season is fine. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who really is looking for a 17th game.
The owners, because it's more money in their pocket,
yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, because if you are a fan of a bad team, you want the season over. And if you're a fan of a good team, hey, let's get to the playoffs. I don't think anyone's pushing outside of the name, the rich guys you mentioned, I really need to see in the 17th game.
Well, here's why. Here's why. If you've got a contract with a guy that's for 16th, now, okay, so do I get 1/16th more of my paycheck? Do I get another paycheck? Or are you just going to spread it out over 18 weeks now? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to spread my paycheck out over 18 weeks? Or you're actually 1/17th more we're going to add on to my paycheck? And you know what the answer to that is.
It's the one where no more money's going to the players.
Yes, no more money's going to the players. We're just going to add an extra game. And you know what? It's not like salaries aren't getting out of control. Quarterback's going to earn 35. Are they going to earn 36 million now or 37 million now? But when they were going to make 35, or are they just going to, you know, it's just going to be the same. We get to gouge the fans for another game. That's going to be awesome.
I just tired of these discussions, because if we're going to play 17 games, does that mean you're going to cut down on the preseason? This back and forth that's been going on. Leave it alone. Just it's 16
well,
is fine.
No, if it means 17 games and only two preseason games, all right. Now we're talking about something.
I would just say
then we can have two byes, two open dates, and we don't have to play four preseason games. All right.
Is the seventh team in the playoffs permanent or just for this year?
I think it's permanent.
Okay. So we've already added an extra team in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
Which means there's an extra game, because two extra games because one team doesn't have a bye anymore. So you've already added. You found your way to get your money there. I guess just squeeze another couple dollars out.
Just squeeze it. Squeeze. Squeeze. Trying to squeeze another one out. That's all they're doing.
Okay. Are they sitting on something while they're trying to squeeze?
Yeah, they're squeezing another one out. They're sitting on a pile of money or honey buns.
Sounds like they need more fiber the way you're doing it over there.
Yeah, they could use some more fiber.
Get some greens in there.
They got plenty of greens in there.
Well, there's plenty of
green in there.
Maybe eat some, because you're struggling to squeeze.
No, they're sitting on it. They can't eat it now. They've been sitting on it.
I'm just glad NFL owners will make more money. I was worried about them.
Yep, I was worried about their money. Cal needs more money.
Well, he may need
keep his wife awake.
Sleep specialist for Hannah. Something to keep her entertained. No, that,
she doesn't need to sleep.
How about more points? How about some scores?
That might keep her awake.
What do we do?
Miss field goal.
I mean, if she could sleep at night, then she wouldn't have to fall asleep during the day.
No, I think she slept at night, but the perfect sleep remedy is the Houston Texans in Chicago. Holy crap. If you're having any problems sleep, even if you're not having problems sleeping, don't worry. You'll sleep during this. I was with her on this one. Man, this is putting me to sleep. I'm out.
When you don't have another source of entertainment, like flipping the channel, I credit her for lasting until, the third quarter? When did they catch her?
Was it third?
I think it was after the half. Was it? I don't remember. But either way, Hannah McNair is all of us.
Yeah. She's every person.
She said, and by the way, she said, unless there are some pre-existing things she had to do, like some event she had to be at, she has to go to all the games. As the wife of the owner's son, and now the wife of the owner, you got to be at all the games.
Yeah.
So you got to suffer through it all.
That's all right. You got a lot of naps in.
I'm just saying, she's probably watched a lot of bad football in her time and had to watch it.
You think she's not had
an ability to watch something else.
You think she isn't refreshed on Mondays? Man, got great sleep yesterday.
I don't know if she sleeps during every game.
We don't know.
I said, I don't know if she sleeps.
I don't know. I've never seen we've never seen them sitting up there together
but
before.
But I know she's, if you judge this city, she's probably one of the people who's seen the most bad football.
Oh, yeah. She's had to been at every game.
Yeah.
I mean, every game. Oh, my gosh. Except, I bet sometimes she's like, you know what? I got to stay home with the kids. I got to stay home.
Yes.
He's got sniffles. I got to stay home.
You rubbed something under him to give him his allergies. Yeah. And,
yep.
That was my plan.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, Davidcito, gentlemen, good morning. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. What's up?
No, you know how today's like, what are the odds Wednesday, and today's also what's wrong with you Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a two-part question. What are the odds that they changed the comeback player of the year to the Alex Smith comeback player of the year? And also, like, I have a what's wrong with you. Like, I'm in a dilemma. I got a white elephant gift to give out. But I kind of they made a suggestion yesterday in the Josh Innes shows about sex toys. I mean, you think I should give out some sex toys to some of the people, or is it just a joke? Or, I mean, what do you guys think?
Give out some what?
Sex toy.
Oh, sex toys. Yeah.
It depends on your audience.
Yeah, I mean, is this a kid's party?
No, it's all adults. It's just, I mean, but it's like a white elephant, and it's kind of like, you know, just a funny gesture, but I don't know. It could, like, what would you guys do it at your place? I mean, in your studio with the people there?
I don't think we can hand out, I don't think we can hand out sex toys at the office. Seems like it would cause some issues.
I don't think that's an appropriate place. No, it doesn't bother me.
So someone can get you a sex toy? Lance, you know what to get John for Christmas?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. La Raza, it's going to be a little uncomfortable when they open up that.
Try something else, maybe.
I don't know.
When you hand out
fruitcake's always nice too.
Oh, that's terrible too. But
would you rather have a sex toy or a fruitcake?
It really depends on the sex toy.
Yeah.
If it's a fleshlight.
I don't know.
I don't know. I would ask that you not get me anything really. Hand me some cash.
But it's a white elephant. Yeah.
How about some cash then?
You know what's always a nice gift, like a car wash, or, you know, oh good, I got a car wash.
I had
one last night with a car wash, and I was like, I wish I had the car wash.
I like when I get a gift card to a business that's going out of business. Like when I get gift cards from work for a restaurant that no longer has any locations, I appreciate it.
It happened to you.
Huh?
That had no
locations? That actually happened to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking from experience.
Yeah, it happened to him here.
What happened? What do you have?
I don't want to mention the place because we still have a bit of an agreement with them, but I was handed a gift card, and they have two locations, and none of them near me. I would have to go the opposite direction to go get it. I don't want to mention them because we've done good business with them in the past.
Well, but it was still the thought that counted.
Well, there wasn't.
No one knows where you live.
There wasn't.
You won't have anybody at your house. Why don't you have a company party at your house?
I'm not. No, I don't like the people here.
Yeah, no. You like everyone here.
That's not true.
Me and Lance will be the first there.
Those are the first people I don't like.
Yeah, AJ's coming. Fred, it's going to be great.
You haven't gotten to a person that I like yet. You want to keep going? And I'll tell you when you find one.
Michael Carroll.
I like Michael Carroll.
Yeah, see?
There. But that's not fair. Everyone likes Michael
Everybody
Carroll.
Everybody likes Michael Carroll.
Yeah, who dislikes? If you dislike Michael Carroll, you're an awful person.
Yeah, no. I kind of accuse him of doing stuff that he doesn't do sometimes.
Oh, you do that all the time.
I know. Poor Michael Carroll. It's a shame he has to work with me.
What about me? I got to work with you.
No, but you're not a nice person. You're an awful person.
I'm not awful.
You're on the power rankings. You're number one on this show.
There's no chance I'm worse than you or Lance.
And it's the Raheel Ramzanali awful person power rankings.
And he doesn't rank me ahead of you two.
No. But it's named after him because he was the worst person.
Lance has taken over that mantle.
No.
You're terrible.
You two are in a dead heat.
Intentionally, John doesn't even know. So, I can't blame him for the stuff he does. He doesn't know better. You heard he couldn't wait to say one jack. Like he couldn't wait to get it out. You do things to provoke it.
I don't know.
You provoke people intentionally.
Hold on. You can't say.
Oh, look at this here.
Oh, what Saint Arnold?
And they're here early, so John won't tell him.
I'm not going
to
tell him to close. I'm going to tell them what a wonderful place they have.
Yeah. Just get here on time and you'll get great compliments.
That's it. I love St. Arnold's. They're awesome. No, their food is really good there. Really, really good. If you haven't eaten at St. Arnold's, it is. Their places, they did a hell of a job. That's a brewery, and they did a hell of a job with a great bar and restaurant. It's really fun. We had an event there last year with the Roughnecks. It was just a lot of fun, and the food was excellent. So get on over there, and you can have an event there as well.
I'm going to talk right now. KleinsJewelry.org. KleinsJewelry.org. You're looking for a great way to get her that special something that she wants. And she they love jewelry. They love jewelry. You, my friends, will be a hero. And you spend so much less at Klein's because he's a manufacturer in a retail store. KleinsJewelry.org is where you can go. And you can find all of these loose diamonds. And, oh, by the way, you can shop online with get this, 25% off right now. Okay? Klein's VIP 25. Klein's VIP 25 is the promo code. And you're going to get 25% off of already factory prices. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to go about this thing, my man Mark Klein, he's with us now on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Mark?
Actually, I just talked to him. He couldn't do it. He just wants to tell people the diamond earrings. That's what you should be coming. Going to Klein's on the website as well. It's not just something you have to go to the storefront. You can do it online as well.
And put Klein's VIP 25 and you actually get 25% off. So this is happening. You'll see the prices on there. With unbelievable diamonds, 5868 Westheimer, or go to KleinsJewelry.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
John's in there chewing, so I'll give you some information. As a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local when you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business and share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local.
All right. I'm done chewing right now. How about this? Broth fries. Fries are here. Yep.
I told Lenny if he didn't want to get shut down.
He's eating. Lenny brings all this fruit, and Lance comes here.
I told him yesterday, I said, listen, you probably need to bring fries. He goes, I just told the guys in the kitchen, don't do fries because they don't travel well. I said, John's going to try to shut you down if you don't bring fries. He'll try to close your whole business.
And they travel just fine. Yeah. But he did bring pork to put on top. Their fries with pork on. Unbelievable. I mean, the food there is excellent. Excellent. He brought the pizzas. He's got turkey sandwiches. He's got sausage. It's awesome. Listen, St. Arnold's, Lenny is a beast. A beast. Okay?
I can't speak for the
company. Now I'm officially done with this stupid show.
I can't speak for the company he keeps, namely Lance, but thanks to Lenny for.
You hear? Look at this.
Yeah, I tell you, the company is rolling his chair out. I told you, he's awful. He's an awful person. I told you.
No, awful person.
He doesn't give a damn about this show.
Yep. Yeah. All right, enough about food and how great St. Arnold's food is.
But go there.
It is great.
We may be annoying you talking about it, but go. You'll see.
Absolutely. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. All right, we just talked about the NFL owners. Rockets basketball, there's an article, Tim McMahon, you got to read it this morning on ESPN.com. It's all about the entitlement of James Harden, and it's a little disappointing. It's so disappointing that Daryl let this happen. And I'm telling you, what you said, Giannis signs the max deal, right? He's going to be the highest paid player ever in NBA history before this is all said and done. And so now James is more valuable because Giannis is off the market. Well, maybe not so much after this article. I mean, because here's the deal. Do you want that on your team? Do you want a guy who can't? Listen, Clyde was – this is – now, Clyde is different than James, okay? But Clyde was entitled too. Clyde was late for flights. He and Charles Barkley almost went at it because and allegedly there was a lot of animosity because Clyde was selfish and Clyde was late for stuff. James Harden brings that on with his teammates. His teammates sitting on a, can you imagine sitting on the plane waiting for James Harden for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and he's supposed to be there and he's not, or whatever, however long it is, or we have to stay in the city an extra day because James likes to party there, or we're going to practice and James isn't because that's just James being James. That's no way to run it. And it's no wonder that you don't have that winning championship culture, because that's not winning championship culture.
No, and we know how, well, they'll tell us, and we've talked about it so much, about how close they were during Chris Paul's first year. And sure, that was a title team, but the way they went about it would have been kind of a disservice to how things are supposed to go. If that was going on during that year too, it would say that you got rewarded for something when you didn't put in what it actually generally takes to win a title, at least it feels like. All those things. And how does a team who's looking to acquire James and thinks he'll put them over the top for whatever reason, considering he's never won, why would you want to bring that in? I guess you say our culture is strong enough, our structure is strong enough to bring him into the fold and he'll get with the program. You got to hope so. Because you got to tell him immediately, and it's weird to say he's a superstar, you tell him, hey, this isn't your organization. I don't care what happened in Houston. You're a piece. You're a big piece, but you're just a piece of the puzzle. You aren't the whole puzzle. You'll do it this way. And it's funny. How much would you have to commit to bring James in and then have to have a conversation about, hey,
right,
you got to do it the right
way. This ain't how we do it here.
Yeah, you're going to commit your future. No matter who trades for him, they're committing a huge chunk of your future to bring him on, because we know what the Rockets are going to want. And if they get what they want, it's an all-in proposition for whoever trades for them. And then you have to have to talk to them about how things are going to be done. That sounds like a lot for a guy you're going to have to train to do it the right way.
And if he doesn't, you know, he's not getting his way. He's gotten his way. A petulant child now is going to act correct. Good luck.
Oh, and by the way, there's always that, you know, that whole basketball thing and what he'll do in a big game. We're talking about all the stuff that you want to get him right so he'll fit in. But what about the times when he's going to defer because he doesn't feel right, or when he's just flat out awful in a big game? Then you have to take that on too.
There is at Scoop B has sent NBA players, and specifically I think James Harden, here's a tweet from at Scoop B. NBA players can't go to strip clubs, and in an email, adult webcam site, Is My Girl, has formally extended an offer to NBA and its players to partner with the site to help keep players away from strip clubs and Instagram models by interacting with some of the hottest models online. Do you want to go online for your strip club or your hot model needs?
Well, I don't like strip clubs, period. So that doesn't attract me. Isn't the whole thing about being around a beautiful woman is to actually be around the beautiful woman, not the virtual experience, particularly if you have the money and access that NBA player does?
You can't smell them when it's online.
I didn't say all that. You just got weird. But if you're a regular dude, that would work because you're never going to be around that woman in real life. But an NBA player is like, I got a real shot of being around her in real life. Why would I need the virtual experience? Beat it. How does that help? Seems like a no-go.
Yeah. By interacting with some of the hottest models online, players, they can ensure that their needs will be satisfied while still complying with the strict COVID-19 protocols. And if you're like James Harden, a player known to succeed in cities with the best strip clubs, the player's performance may actually improve the more they use the site. I thought the numbers were down for James in great strip club cities.
We had gone through it. Some intrepid Redditor put it together and showed that he didn't have his best performance.
No.
He didn't have his best performances in great cities.
No. He wasn't as good in Atlanta.
He was more focused on other things the night before. It had something to do with having the day off the night before and having...
I thought it was directly linked to how well-rated their strip club
was. What I mean was he had the time to spend in the strip club the night before.
Right.
And then the next day, the game wasn't great.
Right, right, right. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that's. And plus, you're right. It's not as good. It's not as. Although, you know, it's quicker probably. You don't have to spend as much time. You don't have to get rid of her.
And now it's a person.
You just turn off your computer.
And it's a personalized thing. You can, I guess, they're providing the service where you can pick the girl you want and spend as much time with her as you want, and you have all the discretionary income to do that. So if you want the visual experience without actually having to be around the person, I guess. But I don't know how many. I think guys like strip club because they like being in a strip club.
Yeah.
They like being there.
Yeah, you like being around them. Not just, I don't know, but it's different. With I don't know, maybe today's athlete is different.
Possibly.
Possibly. Could be. All right. It's 1039 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Then we'll send it to the press box. Josh after that, and then the Blitz on after that. Right here on ESPN 97.5 all day long. Right now I'm talking about my peeps over at Coors Light. Man, I could use a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light right now, bro. You know, down in this food. So wonderful. And no offense. I know that they make a beer over there, too. But this is my beer, okay? It's the official beer of me. It's the official beer of everything I do. I got my Prime shirt on today. Going to go play some poker. When I play poker, a lot of times, the official beer is Coors Light. It's the only beer for me. It's the only beer. Yesterday, it was the official beer of me. The day before, it was the official beer of me. It was Texas Chill. And you know, I know it's Texas Chill because I got them Blue Mountains. And Texas Chill is totally sweet. When you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, all you got to do is step up and grab you some Coors Light. Get 6, get 12, get a case of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way. Del, Krispy Kreme bringing back gingerbread donuts for the holidays. You in?
Are they the glazed variety or the cake donuts? That's always a question for me.
All Krispy Kreme donuts glazed?
Then I'm out.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know why you're surprised. This is a discussion we've had far too many times. If it's glazed, it can get out. I'm out. Give me the cake donuts every day of the week.
43% of Americans are going to make a New Year's resolution. What's yours?
I don't want to incriminate myself.
Because if you tell us what it is,
it would be incriminating.
Then we know what flaw you have, what crime you're committing.
The first thing that popped in my head wouldn't have been great for me to say. That's all.
You're going to stop smoking or doing crack?
I don't do that right now. I'm not a rich person, so I don't do crack.
You don't do crack, right?
No, I'm not, because the first thing that popped my head wouldn't have been good for me, so I'm not going to say it out loud. Huh. But I got some that I'm working on.
You're gonna stop having relations with Granny?
Can't promise that. A man's a man. Sometimes you got needs. But but there are other things I'm working on that I hope to get done this year.
Huh.
And some things you just got to keep to yourself.
Yeah. I don't even know. I haven't decided what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to try to be not as nice a person as I was this year.
I mean,
because I was just way too nice, I think.
Clearly. Yep. I mean, from firsthand experience, you couldn't be nicer. Yeah. That's what a lot of people say about you.
Couldn't be nicer. Everybody says that.
John couldn't be nicer.
John just couldn't be a nicer person. For the first time since its inception in 1907, the New York ball drop will have zero people in Times Square. How about that?
Sign of the times.
That's this year.
So they're going to do it. I guess it still can be a TV event just to put it out there. But, yeah, makes sense. Keep everyone at home. You don't need however many people cram into that place every New Year's. It's not the time for it. And hopefully with the vaccine being out in January, I mean, next December, you guys can do that stupid thing in the cold weather and hang out with each other again and watch it drop in New York. But not this year.
Yeah. So a woman went on a dating app, Del, a Pennsylvania TikTok star's hunt for love on Hinge backfired, unfortunately.
How so?
When they matched her up with her younger brother.
Ooh.
Or, but maybe, just maybe, maybe that's the best match for her. Do you think that you're going to be matched up with your sister at any time?
No.
You don't?
I'm not on Hinge, so no. I don't feel like that algorithm is going to work. Different countries, not even on the app. I think I'm okay. But it's got to be an awful surprise when an app who's supposed to be known for matching people thinks your best romantic match is your younger brother. You think she goes, you know what? Yeah. I've had bad luck. Let's give it a try.
Hey.
Oh, that's got to be a shock.
It worked for Cersei?
Did it really?
Well,
in the end, did it really work?
I mean, they had kids together.
All three of
wonderful
them,
kids.
All three of them died.
Yeah. Well, because Cersei played a role in that.
Yeah. Well, how does it, if she hadn't have married, you know, she hadn't have done stuff with her brother, maybe things would have gone differently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it worked out well. And they did die in each other's arms in the show.
Yeah. So there you have it. It worked out well. I mean, it's a Romeo and Juliet thing. Only, you
they
know.
They died too, by the way.
Yeah. They both had the same last name. Right. A 9-year-old wrote a letter to Santa Claus. Dear beloved Father Christmas, I hope you've had a wonderful year and you've been well. This is in English. This is an English kid, years old. My year has been quite the opposite. I've tried hard to be good, but miserably failed. I'll be honest, I do deserve coal, but please, I'd love to have a present. Actually, more than one. Here's a list. Do you think that honesty was the best policy? She wants AirPods and a live panda.
I mean, shoot your shot. The panda thing seems like it's going to be difficult for her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen for her.
The AirPods is not a bad request. Seems like that could get done.
They've had some horrible flooding. They've had some horrible flooding in Australia. I'm looking at an Australian woman. Now, she's a little bit bigger, but not too much, though. Apparently, the two kegs were floating away. She went after him in the water, and she carried him back. She was like, oh, I ain't losing this beer. I ain't having none of that.
Do you think your love of Coors Light would have gotten you to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think at any point you would jump in and grab two kegs?
I wouldn't jump in to save you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to jump in for two kegs. If it was two kegs of sweet tea, which is one of my... which is one of my favorite drinks. Would I do it? No. I can just get sweet tea another time. I respect her love for those for that beer. It's just not something I'm doing. Cause I got to carry the kegs. I got to jump in. I'm not a great swimmer, and then I got to find a way to get the kegs to the shore. I'm definitely drowning.
Yeah. So I'm watching the news last night, Channel 13's news, and my boy Terry Yates. You know Terry?
Yeah, the lawyer.
He was on. Because he's Mark Anthony Aguirre's attorney.
Why does that name sound familiar?
He used to be, he was the former Houston police captain.
Okay.
And apparently, Terry says that Mark Anthony Aguirre pointed a gun at a guy who he thought had 750,000 fraudulent votes. I think the number was 750,000 of fraudulent votes. So, yeah. Suspected he had 750,000 fraudulent ballots inside. So he tracked him down, pointed a gun at him, held him at gunpoint, and went into his truck. And he had a bunch of tools because he's a refrigerator repairman.
I didn't know Terry Yates.
An air conditioner repairman.
I didn't know Terry Yates was involved, but I did see that story. Yeah. Maybe that's why I remember his name.
So, it's a... big misunderstanding.
So how do you defend? What's the defense for this guy?
He was being a hero. Okay.
Where did he get the tip that this guy was carrying ballots?
I don't know. It seems it's a bit more complex than this. There are there's some other issues involved.
Didn't he ram the car?
Yeah, not only I think that there was more. There's more, and there's history and stuff like that. So
he knows the suspect.
It's gonna be I don't know what's gonna play into it. But Terry's got his hands full. I'll tell you that he defended him before a long time ago and won. So it'll be interesting to see.
And what was his official title again? Not Terry, but his client, former or current. What was he? As far as what his job was, police chief.
Yeah, he was police captain.
Former police captain.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Not anymore. But he was just trying to do the Lord's work.
The Lord's work or the Republican Party's work?
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing. There's a man, apparently, a man played the same numbers on the same day on 160 lottery tickets, and he won $800,000. Kwame Cross.
How much did it cost him?
He picked the same four-digit combination on every ticket, 7314. Are those a dollar each?
I don't know.
160 different tickets. I saw an address in a TV show in the background, and for some reason it stayed with me. I just had a feeling. Those numbers hit the pick four top prize of $5,000, which was multiplied 160 times. Wow.
And this was, what was the time period?
The chance of matching all four numbers in exact order is 1 in 10,000. He did it 160 times.
Wow.
Seems to me like there might be some.
You think there's an inside job going on?
I don't know what's going on with that. Yeah.
Oh, he saw the numbers in a TV show, huh? I'm supposed to believe that?
Yeah, he saw it on a TV show. What show was that? Because I want to see.
Yeah, tell me the show. Yeah. Don't be so generic about the TV show. Since you grabbed those numbers, what's the show? When did you see it?
Do you ever play the lottery?
I've only done it like once. Just when I got old enough to buy a ticket, I did it just as one of those milestones. Oh, okay, I can do this. It wasn't that interesting.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a throwing money away.
Yeah.
Unless you do it 160 times and win $800,000.
And you have an inside man.
Uh-huh. Jefferson County announces a snow day. It's not unusual, except classes are virtual.
So do the kids not have to go to class?
You can't walk from your bedroom to the living room?
It's cold. Those hardwood floors are cold.
Oh, my God. Strip clubs can stay open during COVID due to freedom of speech protection, a San Diego judge ruled. You know what we're finding more and more? Bar owners are establishing their site as churches.
I have seen that, to allow them to stay open.
It is so unbelievable when we see, this is okay, a full plane, everybody in it, stewardess walking down the aisle with everybody just jam-packed in it, but empty churches. This is not allowable.
It's why people lean into the whole, this is an assault on religion. I don't get that's what I think is frustrating to a lot of people, the inconsistencies about what can be done and what can't be done. Forget about just its church, which it strikes home for a lot of people. I can get on a plane and not be socially distant, but my church can find a way to make us socially distant. You won't even let me do that.
Yeah.
For, depending on the flight, a longer amount of time on the plane than actually in the church. That's what has people upset. A lot of it is not logical.
Maine has some problems. First of all, they got a guy in Portland, Maine, goes into a McDonald's with a chainsaw and robs them out of food and drink.
Well, those spicy chicken sandwiches are pretty good.
Are they though?
I mean, if you like McDonald's, they are. I'm not going there because I really want a spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and apparently there's conspiracy theorists who believe that Chinese troops have invaded Maine. Have you heard anything?
No. Is there an influx? Are they undercover or are they actually in uniform? It would be pretty easy to tell.
I know, right? I think that would have been on the news. Of course, Maine, are there any television camera stations there?
I can't say that they are. I mean, they don't have a professional sports team, so why would you have a television?
I don't know enough about Maine.
I would say if there is a contingent of Chinese soldiers roaming through Maine, people would know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. A ghost boat washed up in the Marshall Islands, 649 kilos of cocaine on board. Do you wish you were on that love boat?
No. It feels like that's dangerous. I don't want to be around that much coke, because it's particularly if it didn't get to where it was going. Someone's looking for it. Yeah, and if they deem me responsible, I'm not going to last long. So I'm
they good. Don't know where it went.
I feel like they always find their drugs. It's that important to them.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to find that. If you want to know the truth,
I don't think,
especially if it's washing up on shore.
I don't think you do that. That level of drugs, that amount, they're gonna search.
Some cartel is gonna find out where I'm selling.
And if you were at any point near it,
what if I just do it all? They won't find out.
Well, then you're dead. Mm-hmm. You'll die. Unless you space it out over, I don't know.
But I'll die 80, happy.
80 years.
That's fine. How about I got an 80-year coke.
Where are you gonna keep it?
Supply.
Where are you keeping all that coke, John? You got a place for it?
Upstairs in my room.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry. I love that. 649 kilos. Somebody's pissed. Somebody's missing 649 kilos
someone's
of coke.
Someone's going to die. Multiple people, probably.
Oh, yeah. Probably from 649 kilos of coke. Time to talk about something nice, and that's the Pajamagram. Tempting Touch Pajamas. If you're looking for a great way for her to love her, and she will. I bought before, and I'm buying. You can get two now as well. You can get two. I'm not for the price of one, but you get a great discount when you get two. Just go to the website and see for yourself. That's what I'm getting my wife. She wants the Tempting Touch Pajamas. They're micro velvet, Mike, and just can't be softer to the touch. You will love it. Pajamagram.com. Free gift packaging. Guaranteed delivery by Christmas. But we're getting closer now, people. Time to order up. Time to get to Pajamagram.com. Get her those PJs so that she's going to feel warm and comfortable and just love them. I'm getting them for my wife. Get them for yours. She will love a great present and very affordable. Pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.